to speak briefly about Aisha because I think most of you will be at the ceremony tomorrow, so I don't want to duplicate things. But I went to see Kira Pollock at Time magazine, and I showed her my real beauty work and my Soweto work. And I didn't think anything of the meeting, just it was lovely to see Kira, because I don't really see myself as a news photographer that would get a Time assignment. And I was saying to Kira last night, she really got it right by seeing through my Soweto work and the real beauty to assign me to do a portrait assignment of women in Afghanistan. It was based in Kabul. It was a 10-day assignment. It was Erin Baker, who was the writer. She was the mastermind behind finding all these women. And it wasn't a story just around Aisha. I photographed women politicians. I photographed documentary filmmakers. I went to the Immolation Hospital. I photographed women who had tried to commit suicide by burning themselves. I photographed the Oprah Winfrey of Afghanistan. And then the photograph was published. And I can say, really, as a photographer, everything shifted and changed after this photograph was published. From the minute it was shown, for the first time really, I found myself on the other side of the camera and taking responsibility in many ways for many different discussions around the controversy of the cover itself. I mean, if anyone in the audience would like to ask me any questions whatsoever, you know, I'm standing here now and I'd be totally happy to answer. But really, the photograph of Aisha is about a young woman whose nose and ears were cut off. It's about a violation against a person. And I'm going to tell you more. I'm in very close contact with Women for Afghan Women, which is the shelter looking after Aisha. And she is living in New York. And I don't really want to talk about it now because you're going to hear it tomorrow. So, are there any questions around this? But I think, let me speak, because I won't speak about the photographic process tomorrow. But I think to myself, this was no different to Real Beauty or to Soweto in the way how I chose to photograph Aisha. Because I went into a room, it had no description of Aisha. It was had red carpets, it had one fan, and nothing more. And really, you know, because of working in very difficult situations, I try and come from a place where I'm very chatty, to try and relax someone. And Aisha suffers from very bad post-traumatic stress. And while I was photographing her, I could tell that, in a way it sounds silly, but I try and capture, if I can, what I believe the essence is of someone. And I didn't feel I was getting it. But at the same time, she really, her headscarf had slipped by, and in little moments, she had this really beautiful look about it. And I put the camera down, and how I got this photograph is because I noticed that beauty. And I challenged myself as being a photojournalist on one end and a photographer that's bringing myself also to the party, so to speak. And I just spoke to her that I'd like to collaborate with her in a way to try and bring out that beauty, that inner beauty, and to, for just that moment, to sort of forget what happened to her. You know, just to feel like a young woman again. And that's when I took that photograph. And, I mean, I've been accused of being in a portrait studio, dressing Aisha. You know, many, many things have come my way through this photograph.